This is Erica. You're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And my topic today is risk taking. What stops us from taking risk? It's so much into the fear of we've been slapped before. We've been laid down before. We've been wrecked before. We've been on bad dates before. How many things have gone wrong in your life, right? So all those things that went as you thought wrong have etched into your like biogenetic thumbprint. And in order to have a fresh experience where you're willing to take risks again, we want to go into a place that's kind of a zero mind. It's not the collective unconscious. It's not the conscious. It's not even your unconscious. It's actually in a space that's beyond all of that. And in this space, we get to call things that are new. So it doesn't mean that we ignore the past. Like, hey, if I get to this spot right after this, I remember there's mud. And if I step in it, I'm going to go 2 feet into the mud. I don't mean like forget the past. That's not the same thing as releasing the fear from the past by accepting the guidance of your connectivity to source now. So when we risk take, this means calling someone we haven't called. It means going somewhere we haven't gone. It means living someplace possibly you have not lived. It's a change of how. Yeah. So the promise of the energy clearing is the clearing of blocks that allow you to make new choices and take risks and discover yourself again. And if you ever catch yourself saying to yourself, and boy, have I done this, I tried that once, right? I'm just going to give you a real life example. It's the sweetest example in the whole wide world. There's a networking group called the Polka Dot Powerhouse. I am not joking. That is the actual name, Polka Dot Powerhouse. And yeah, it's mostly women. Sorry, guys. And I got invited to participate in some of the events in my community. And part of me was like, well, I've networked before, epic failure, right? Instead, I went, I just tapped into the energy of it. I didn't like try to decide if networking is good or bad, or if meeting new people was good or bad, or if the Polka Dot Powerhouse was good or bad. I just kind of slipped out of all that and I did my own teachings. And I actually tapped into the community group that's being formed where I live. And I went, and at the beginning, I think I went and there was like five people. And so we all kind of connected and I really enjoyed the experience. And I thought to myself, well, what can I learn from all these people that I met? And my business is actually kind of further along than some of them. And I went, well, my business is also not as far along as some of them, right? And I liked the vibe of it. And I just was a yes to it. And I have to tell you, it wasn't even an easy yes. I really ruminated a little bit, maybe a week or two. And when it became a yes, it was a strong yes. And I was a yes. And then my whole body was a yes. And I did something brand new. And I have to tell you, like in the past, I've thought about a networking event like I have to, or something that sat on my shoulders and kind of pinned me down. And I had committed to it, so I would do it. But it would be a have to. And this isn't that. In fact, there's an event they created impromptu. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be a yes to the event, even though it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit the protocol. However, energetically, it's a super nice yes. And as you follow those kinds of things, what will happen is you'll create new territories. It's like Harold and the Purple Crayon. So my advice to you today is to take a risk. That's it. That's the advice. That's the show. Energy clearing for life force. Clear your energy. Take a risk. Do something new. And then just see what happens, right? See what happens and be willing. That's it. Take a risk. Okay.